Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
We have to tell stories. Tell some quiet ones!
Shh, shh. Pa's trying to sleep. We'll be quiet, Pa.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And a happy Tuesday out there. It's episode 1680. That's right, 17 days until the 4th of July. And Thursday is Juneteenth, federal holiday. And, of course, today is Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday!
Okay, John Dinkins with Dalton Barrett and whatever that is over there. That would be Brian Barrett.
Hello, friends.
He's really pumped right now this morning. Sometimes I think he eats his peanut butter and jelly sandwich too early in the mornings. All that sugar rush.
I think blood sugar gets to him.
Yeah. No, I had an iced McDonald's frappe this morning. Mocha frappe.
At least he got in his chair okay this morning.
Yeah, he didn't fall out of it. Yeah. Although I think he's standing currently.
Oh, he's standing right now? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, that makes good. Hope everybody had a great Monday evening and back here ready to go. Television is a little boring right now.
Always is.
Summertime, you know. You can maybe catch a baseball game if... Okay, I just saw something. I can't let it go. Dalton.
Happy birthday to you.
He's put a pretzel stick into his peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
I haven't been getting a lot of sleep lately. Can you tell?
I can tell.
Have you ever noticed, Dalton, this is the only show that he's actually himself and all the other shows like Rutherford Weather and Rutherford Issues. Do you have any other shows called Rutherford? Just Rutherford Weather and Rutherford Issues?
Man, I've been filling in on the Action Line.
Hmm. Okay.
But that's not called Rutherford.
No. It will be if he has his way about it.
The Rutherford Action Line.
Oh, Action Line : Rutherford.
Yeah. I like that. Good. I like that. Hey, some big news I wanted to announce. I've got some announcements to make. I think we'd rather have the King music, you know, where the horns. Yeah. Okay.
I don't have a King music, I don't think.
Yeah, he's got it somewhere. He'll find it in a minute, and he'll play it right in the middle of something, you know, that has remotely no need for it. It's the Bell Buckle Moon Pie Festival. It's coming up June 21st.
Yes, it is.
And they have a lot of games. They do. I think they have the largest moon pie that has ever been produced. And they take weeks to make this pie. It's pretty cool. The plant shuts down, basically, that makes moon pies to make this one gigantic moon pie.
Is that why there's a moon pie shortage?
No, I don't think there's... Is there a moon pie shortage?
I don't know.
So.
I think you
just made that up.
But anyway, they started off with a run. Like a 5-mile run.
It's better it's not after.
And then they chow down on some moon pie. And you can get a Pepsi Cola and a moon pie. That's pretty cool.
It's not Pepsi.
What is it?
RC.
Oh, RC. Sorry. RC Cola and a moon pie. And that's a big day. So if you don't have anything to do on the 21st, you can...
That's Saturday.
Go get you a moon pie. Yeah.
If you don't have anything to do and you like moon pies, probably don't go if you don't like moon pie.
I like moon pies, but Bell Buckle's the only place you can get my strawberry moon pies. They're my favorite.
Can you not get them at Cracker Barrel? I thought you could.
Maybe one time. I haven't been able to find them lately, but they have chocolate and vanilla usually.
You can order them online, I think, now.
Yeah,
even.
I think so.
Do you know what the standard flavors are? There are 5 standard flavors. Do you
know
them all?
Okay, now, here's. Can I explain one thing here now? I bring up this information. I'm doing it all on the top of my head. Now, he's going to impress the radio audience by going, wow, he's so knowledgeable about moon pies. He's just Googled it, and he's looking at it right now. I just want that clarification, you know, when we start discussing, because you always do this.
You can Google if you want to.
You know, I don't have a computer in front of me. I'm trying to meet the people. I'm trying to talk to the people here. All right, so what are the 5 flavors?
Well, I ask if you knew.
There's... vanilla.
Chocolate.
Yeah, good one.
Banana.
Strawberry. And...
This one might be hard.
Butterscotch.
Peanut butter.
Mm-mm. It is salted caramel. It's
a yellow one. I was close. Yeah. I said butterscotch.
They have seasonal flavors. Did you know that?
I did not. How about telling us about them?
During Mardi Gras, they have a coconut.
Ooh.
That sounds pretty good.
Where can you find those? Where do you?
I think you can order them from their website, Moon Pies. The shop.moonpie.com.
I might try a coconut. I may order them. That's pretty
they
good.
They have a lemon.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Blueberry. Guess what they have in the fall? Good.
Pumpkin spice.
Yep.
I like the small ones myself. It's 617.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Showers and storms in the area today. Highs top out near 85 degrees. Wind south-southwesterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, showers and storms gradually end early. Lows drop to 70. And then Wednesday, partly sunny, chance for showers and storms redeveloping. And highs approach 89. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 70.
Hi, I'm Tina Busey. I'm director here at the Habitat Restore.
My name is Rocky. I'm the assistant manager here at the Restore.
If you're looking to update your light fixtures or if you're needing to donate light fixtures, we have plenty of new and used light fixtures. Just come on down and see us.
We also have brand new paint.
We got it.
Our appliances are tested and we offer a 7-day warranty.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
What type of services they would think they would want?
Staff members are caring, who understand that each family is unique.
We ask them the questions.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home, off of South Church Street.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants. One of the things that put us on the map here in Rutherford County was our daily specials. Now you can go to our website, toots.com, and click on the Daily Specials tab to see what those are.
Hey, this is Jack Hayes. Come over to Toots Restaurants and play our cool arcade games. And while you're at it, come check out our menus.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Everything is more expensive these days. If high prices are dragging down your summer plans, would a little extra cash help? If you join Heritage South Community Credit Union and open your first account by June 30th, you could win $1,500 to fuel your summer fun. Plus, we're giving away great prizes every week. Now is the perfect time to learn why we say we help when others won't. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. Insured by NCUA.
Play an old guitar, I'm dying half past one. Trying to make a living while everybody else is having fun.
Don't just go to any barber, go to the singing barber, Charlie Pitts. Get a great haircut and entertainment too. That's Charlie Pitts, 2528 Las Casas Pike. Phone 615-785-0966. That's Charlie Pitts.
Mercy!
Hey, did you see that crowd last week?
Well, it's the 50th season. What'd you expect? Fireworks?
Nah, just sweet corn and smiles.
This year marks 50 fresh, flavorful seasons at the Rutherford County Farmers Market at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Oklahoma City Thunder lead the NBA Finals 3-2 after beating Indiana 120-109. Jalen Williams scored 40 points. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander with 31 points, 10 assists. Indiana committed 22 turnovers. And Tyrese Halliburton was held to 4 points, 0 of 6 shooting from the floor. The Pacers will host Game 6 of the series on Thursday. Stanley Cup Game 6 is Tuesday night at Florida. To baseball, the Dodgers took the late game over the Padres 6-3. Shohei Ohtani with an RBI double in the third, RBI single in the fourth. In the first inning, he pitched. He was the opener on the mound, hadn't pitched in a game in nearly 2 years. Ohtani allowed one run on a sacrifice fly. The A's on a walk-off homer beat Houston 3-1. Boston won its sixth game in a row, 2-0 at Seattle. The Angels in 11 innings beat the Yankees 1-0. Wins for Colorado and Tampa Bay.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
621 on the Wake Up Crew. It is Taco Tuesday. John, Brian, and Dalton with you today. And we are powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Sharing Change has donated over $11 million to local nonprofits. Find out how your spare change makes a big impact at sharingchange.org. You got me interested. We were talking about moon pies, and you can order, you said you can order them online.
shop.moonpie.com.
Okay.
You can get a box of 12 mini key lime pies for $9.99 plus shipping and handling.
That's not bad. That's not a bad price. And they have other flavors, exotic flavors, like key lime. What'd you say?
Blueberry.
Pumpkin spice? Blueberry?
Pumpkin spice is seasonal in the fall.
Okay.
Looks like lemon and blueberry may be summertime.
The majority in regular stores, like you go to a Cracker Barrel, they're going to have chocolate, probably just chocolate.
They'll always have banana.
They'll always have a banana in there.
It's the chocolate and the banana that I think are their top sellers.
What about vanilla?
I don't see the vanilla a
vanilla's
lot.
Vanilla's at, you can find them at Bell Buckle, places like that, but more. I don't know, general store type things, you know.
I was
now,
interested.
If you take a moon pie and put it in the microwave for 5 seconds.
Yes, sir. That's how to eat them.
It'll change your life. Yeah. Now, any longer than 5 seconds, and it'll ruin the whole thing.
Yeah.
Because it'll get too melty. 5 seconds is the perfect amount of time.
It will change your life. You're absolutely right. And it's much better than eating them just right out of the box.
They're good out of the box.
Yeah.
If they're warm. Mm.
I was interested to know that salted caramel, whatever you want to say, was one of their regular flavors. I did not know that.
I think I've had it. And it's very, like John said, butterscotch earlier, and it's very butterscotchy.
Mm-hmm. While I was looking at Cracker Barrel, and I found these are things that Cracker Barrel are not offering anymore. I got onto that since it's Taco Tuesday. They don't serve fried chicken livers, strawberries and cream French toast, chicken salad sandwich. Remember the chicken salad sandwich
we
used to have? Mm-hmm. Baked apple dumpling. I used to love those. Red eye gravy, chicken Caesar salad, sweet potato pancakes, and sugar plum mimosa. You can't get that at Cracker Barrel anymore. Sorry to say.
I want some chocolate gravy.
Yeah, chocolate gravy's good. You need to get your friend Kay Barrett to make some of that. I bet she can.
Oh, I bet.
Samantha, is it Beezer or Beezer? Beezer?
Sure.
Okay. It's today's Good Neighbor of the Day for being a true friend you can always count on in times of need. Samantha, you're going to receive flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
So if you want to send in a good neighbor, text neighbor to 615-893-1450, WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Ways to get in your good neighbors to us here at the Big G.
Is it Moon Pie Day?
It is not.
Aww.
Today is actually Global Garbage Man Day, a day to celebrate those people doing jobs that a lot of people don't want to do. So if you know somebody who works for the trash company or maybe even you're a trash person, say thank you today.
Yeah, you could even give them a little gift as they bring it up, picking up your trash.
Yeah.
Say, keep the box and throw it away.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 624. Yeah, that's not bad on the Wake Up Crew.
Stones River Manor, the only faith-based nonprofit home for seniors in Rutherford County.
Everyone is so friendly. They really want to make you happy here.
Stones River Manor offers independent living.
When you get to our age and you live in a house, there's always things that's got to be done. Living here, I don't have to worry about anything.
You don't have a yard to mow. You don't have a roof to repair.
Just what you want to do outside.
Start the journey. They're near the intersection of Haines Drive and Memorial Boulevard. Online at stonesrivermanor.com.
This is Peter Demas, and our family is inviting your family to come eat with us at Demas's restaurant. When Kristen said, okay, you know, when we're going to do the remodel, because we're celebrating 35 years, we also wanted to make it more open and inviting, so we made the lobby a lot more open. Booth seats a little bit different colors to kind of still keep it a little up to date, make it fresh. We wanted to make it cozier, make it a little bit brighter for people to see, to pay homage to where we have been the entire time. Demas's Restaurant on Northwest Broad Street.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Nunley. A man accused of striking a Memphis police officer with his vehicle has died after being shot by police. The shooting happened Friday on Park Avenue near Grand Street before 10 p.m. The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation says 35-year-old Timothy Cook hit a Memphis police officer with his vehicle. Another officer then fired a shot at Cook, which sent him to the hospital. He later died. The officer, meanwhile, was taken to the hospital in non-critical condition. The search continues for a missing swimmer after a possible drowning at Augusta Quarry in Knoxville. A witness told authorities Saturday a man had gone underwater and did not resurface. Crews combed the area but did not immediately find him over the weekend and Monday, according to Knoxville Fire. The quarry was closed to the public at the time of the incident. It's scheduled to reopen by the end of the month. Officials say the quarry presents specific dangers and can be very deep in some areas. More news in 30 seconds.
Aging well means staying healthy, active, and independent. To age well, we need to take care of our bones. 10 million Americans have osteoporosis, a hereditary disease that makes bones weak and more likely to break. Thankfully, we can all take simple steps to improve our bone health at any age. Eat a healthy diet that is rich in calcium and vitamin D. Get regular weight-bearing exercise, which means on our feet. Get bone health tips at pathtogoodbonehealth.org.
TDOT would like to send you some free seeds in the mail if you're willing to plant them to support monarch butterflies. Monarchs need the milkweed plant in order to thrive. Other pollinators benefit from the native plant as well. TDOT's pollinator habitat program called Project Milkweed offers Tennessee residents free seed packets featuring red and common milkweed seeds. TDOT has a website for you to request those seeds, tnpollinators.org. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 6:27 here on The Wake Up Crew. John, Brian, and Dalton with you this morning. And it is episode 1680. And it's time to get our song of the day today, this morning. This one you will know. This one you will know. It hit number two on the U.S. charts in 1968. And it is Richard Harris, the actor.
MacArthur's Park is melting in the dark. All the sweet green icing flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have that recipe again. Oh no.
Is he talking about moon pies?
That song is about 11 minutes long. It was written by Jimmy Webb, who wrote Galveston and Wichita Lineman. But that was a big, big hit. That's maybe the biggest hit we've had, other than Party All the Time by Eddie Murphy. But that's one of the actors, Richard Harris. He was in Gladiator, by the way. I think that was his last movie role. He played the king. He played the king, and he died, you know.
Yes, he died while they were filming.
His son killed him, though, in the movie, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so.
I think he passed away while they were making that movie.
Yeah, that may be right. That may be correct. Richard Harris, man, good actor. We've talked about the festival in Bellbuckle, the Moon Pie Festival. There's some other things that are happening. Spaceball 2's is coming out. And remember Spaceballs, the first one?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Had Rick Moranis in it. And who's the guy that played the president in Independence Day? Bill Pullman. Bill Pullman.
Pullman, that's it.
He's in it. And Rick Moranis is in it. Well, they have contacted Rick Moranis. Mel Brooks is going to be in it as well. He's 98. And he's going to get Rick Moranis is also coming back to repeat. You know, he was the Darth Vader character,
right? Dark Helmet.
Yeah, Dark Helmet. Yeah. So if you're interested in that, you might want to check that out when it comes out. Spaceball 2.
I think did the trailer for that come out?
It may have. I think you're right. I think it has. And Spaceballs had John Candy in the original, but it was a pretty good hit and should be exciting to watch. So
yeah, the trailer is out. You can watch it.
I tell you what, it's going to be a pretty good summer. I think I really do.
Seems like it.
We're just a few weeks away from Superman.
Yes, we are. Superman, Fantastic Four, both of the superhero movies coming out this summer.
Is Fantastic Four first or after? It's after, isn't it?
I think it's after.
I really think Fantastic Four is going to be pretty good.
It looks pretty
good. Yeah, I think it does. And is there another Tom Cruise Top Gun movie coming on the way, or is that fake news? I saw a trailer, and I think it was maybe one of those fake trailers.
I think it was probably a fake trailer, but he might be making another one.
Yeah. It's about time for Tom's old enough to retire, actually.
Yeah. I don't think he'll ever retire. I think he'll keep going.
IMDb confirmation cast and everything we know about Top Gun 3. It is confirmed.
Okay. Mm.
It's going to be Top Gun... What is the name of it? Top Gun Final Flight.
Ooh, Tom's doing a lot of these final things.
You know, I heard about that with Mission Impossible, and then he said in an interview for the newest movie, he's like, yeah, we might make a couple more. So why'd you call it The Final Reckoning?
It's time for Today in History. Our friends over at Turner Security, who do a great job setting things up for you, they're our sponsors of this.
Turn to Turner Security. Back in time.
Okay. The year 1885. Statue of Liberty arrives in New York City aboard the Friendship Assyrie.
And it was brown.
Oui, oui.
It was brown, yes. 1928, Amelia Earhart leaves Newfoundland to become the first woman to fly the Atlantic. 1950, the first kidney transplant takes place. 1960, Ted Williams hits his 500th home run. In 1967, Somebody to Love by Jefferson Airplane peaks at number 5.
Don't you want somebody to love? Don't you need somebody to love?
1968, Ohio Express, Yummy, Yummy, Yummy goes gold.
The theme song to Uncrustables.
Yummy, yummy, I got love in my tummy. 1971. Oh, wait a minute. I'm waiting for it.
Yummy, 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 I got love in my tummy.
There you go. 1971, Carole King's album Tapestry goes number 1. And 1973, Dolly Parton records his song, I Will Always Love You.
Will always love you.
And 1978, Cheeseburger in Paradise by Jimmy Buffett peaks at number 32.
Cheeseburger in Paradise.
Today in History, coming up, Brandon Brooks.
This is CBS Rewind.
June 17th, 1972. The Rolling Stones began a 4-week run at the top of the album chart with Exile on Main Street. This date in 1976, the release of Ex-Offender, the debut single from Blondie. June 17, 1983.
Ask you to kill Superman.
The nationwide release of the superhero sequel.
And you're telling me you couldn't even do that one simple thing.
Superman 3.
I hope you don't expect me to save you, because I don't do that anymore.
I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive can help you protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, and RV, and more. And if something wasn't mentioned that you had in mind, find out if it could be covered at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, because it probably can be.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Showers and storms in the area today. Highs top out near 85 degrees. Wind south-southwesterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, showers and storms gradually end early. Lows drop to 70. And then Wednesday, partly sunny, chance for showers and storms redeveloping. And highs approach 89. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 70.
Good morning. Trying to move this crash right now out here in Antioch. It's had traffic slow on 24 going westbound, passing OHB. Again, coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. It's been a little bit slow already here trying to get up through Antioch on 24 westbound, passing Old Hickory Boulevard. As it increases 65 south at Trinity Lane, watch for radar down I-40 in parts of Dixon County. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken has new items on the menu. Check them all out when you order online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by the law offices of John Day, Americare Pest Control, and Old National Bank.
I've got pests.
Americare is Rutherford County's number one choice in pest control, and it's simple to see why. After calling 893-7111, their staff came to my house 8 years ago when I had an insect problem. They looked at the situation, showed me the areas, and what they'd recommend to resolve the problem. After treatment and with quarterly checks, I'm bug, critter, and creepy crawly free. Thanks, Americare.
Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
Americare, 893-7111.
WGNS encourages you to shop local. Let's patronize our local family businesses. Don't miss the Juneteenth Festival this Saturday, 10 until 4, over at the Bradley Academy Museum and Cultural Center. It is free. If you care about the natural beauty of our community, you are needed June 26th at the Stones River National Battlefield. On Thursday, June 26th, volunteers are needed to remove plants considered to be invasive species. Those are plants that are not natural to this area. If you volunteer on Thursday morning, June 26th, you'll be helping to restore the battlefield's natural landscape and improve the appearance of this historic area. That's Thursday, June 26th, 9 until noon. For more information, get with the folks over at the Stones River National Battlefield. Oh, the Parkinson Support Group meets every first and third Friday morning, 10 o'clock, at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. The Red Cross is still critically low on blood. Save lives. Give blood to the Red Cross. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony. Then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do. But your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Turn to Turner Security.
Hey, it's Brian Barrett. Here at the radio station, we needed a security solution to keep the staff safe while also giving us some flexibility with guests entering the building. I've tried to find a solution for years, met countless representatives, and they all said it can't be done. That is, until I turned to Turner Security. Not only is it's done right. For your home or business, take it from me. Turner Security is the only place I'd turn.
Turn to Turner Security.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
We deliver state-of-the-art care by state-of-the-heart people.
I can see clearly now.
I have difficult eyes to do contacts with, and they test them, and they work with me a lot on getting the right contacts. And now I have glaucoma, and they're working with that to make sure that that's treated accurately.
McCabe Vision Center.
I definitely would recommend them.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Hi, this is Trevor from Bell Jewelers. Father's Day is almost here. Here at Bell Jewelers, we have a great selection of watches such as Longines, Seiko, and pre-owned Rolexes. Longines has many great watches, but my favorite are the Hydro Conquest GMT, Spirit Zulu Time, and the Legend Diver. We have those watches here at Bell Jewelers for you to come take a look at. Longines has more than 190 years of history and pioneering spirit. Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street, across from Toots.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Oh, wise guy.
Our time now is 6:39, and I have two jokes from Daryl Rigsby today.
Two?
You'd like me to do two or wait till tomorrow? Do another one tomorrow?
Just wait till tomorrow. These are too good to do two at a time, John.
Well, you're just trying to get out of doing
weasel
and doing
your way
one.
Out of doing them yourself.
All right. I hope I haven't done this one before. We'll try it. What did one wall say to the other?
Not sure.
I'll meet you in the corner.
That was wonderful, Daryl. I give it a 4.
Do you really?
Yes.
Daryl doesn't know you, Dalton. He won't get mad. I'm going to give it a 2.
You're his friend.
Well, I was his friend.
Well, Daryl, it was a 5 for me, pal.
Really?
That averages out to about a 3.
Listen to it, fellas. What did one wall say to the other?
Meet me in the corner. I can see it. I can see the two walls talking.
CBS News Brief. President Trump is back at the White House after cutting short a stop at the G7 summit in Canada to keep tabs on the Israel-Iran conflict. Israeli-American Lihi Greiner lives in Petah Tikva, which was hit by a missile yesterday.
I'm not prepared for any terror. I'm not prepared. We don't want terror. Israelis don't want terror. We want peace.
Before he left Canada, Mr. Trump signed a trade agreement with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer.
The relationship that we have is fantastic, so I just want to congratulate you.
The death toll from severe flooding in West Virginia is up to 6, with 2 people still missing, as many others return to find homes damaged and destroyed. CBS's Tom Hansen.
They are reacting with shock and disbelief. A lot of them say that they don't even recognize this area, but they are still trying to sift through some parts of the rubble in order to get anything that they can out.
CBS News Brief, I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
A significant change is coming to high school sports statewide, and it's one that will impact students in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and all across Rutherford County. Beginning with the 2025-2026 school year, the TSSAA will allow students to transfer schools for academic, emotional, environmental, or mental health reasons, so long as the sending school does not report an athletic or disciplinary issue within 7 days. This measure is designed to support student well-being while preserving competitive integrity. In related developments, the TSSAA Board of Control and Legislative Council meeting jointly in Mount Juliet voted to elevate girls' flag football to full championship status beginning in spring of 2025. Additional announcements included the appointment of E.J. Wood, Green Hill High School's athletic director, as assistant executive director of TSSAA, replacing longtime official Gene Menez. The board approved over $40,000 in funding for award-winning athletic programs. With policy changes aiming to support youth athletics, the Kids Count data book by the Annie E. Casey Foundation reveals that Tennessee still ranks 37th in the overall child well-being. Tennessee showed modest gains in economic and community indicators, but continues to struggle with child health, ranking 41st. Mental health remains a pressing concern, though new legislation is improving interagency coordination. Grace Bowen of the Sycamore Institute and Leslie Bowyer of the Casey Foundation emphasized the importance of focusing on racial disparities and the potential impact of federal safety net program decisions on state-level outcomes for children in Rutherford County and beyond. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
First Shot, growing in Christ with life and athletic skills.
So we teach God's Word at everything we do to implant it in them so that they understand that the only way to get through the world is with God on their side.
First Shot founder and executive director, Andy Herzer.
Our focus is on our inner city here at Patterson Park.
From academics to athletics, First Shot's focus is toward building a stronger, more courageous spirit to face opportunities and obstacles that our youth confront every day. To find out more about First Shot, go to firstshottn.org.
50 fresh, flavorful seasons at the Rutherford County Farmers Market.
You bringing your tomatoes this Friday?
Sure am. Pick fresh this morning.
Then I'll bring the sourdough.
Rutherford County Farmers Market, Tuesdays and Fridays, 7 to 1, at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Branches is not only a place to go to find help for mental, emotional, and behavioral issues. Branches Wellness is here to provide help in losing weight and in medication management. Branches believes in body, soul, and spirit, ministry, and care for the whole individual. Branches, the place to turn to find hope and healing in the midst of a hurting and sometimes difficult world. Go to branchescounselingcenter.com or 615-904-7170.
Our Heart for Healing honoree is Gordon Ferguson. After more than 2 decades of dedicated service, Gordon Ferguson, FASHI President and CEO of Ascension St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital, is retiring. Gordon secured an 80-acre campus on Medical Center Parkway with more than 200 beds and the introduction of high acuity programs, including the launch of cardiovascular surgery in 2023. That same year, Ferguson's leadership oversaw the opening of West Lawn Hospital, Tennessee's first neighborhood hospital. Gordon's heart and soul are totally committed to this community, and his impact far exceeds the walls of the hospital. Enjoy your retirement, and thank you, Gordon Ferguson, who receives dinner for two at the fabulous Alley on Main Street restaurant.
I'm a single mom, and as you can imagine, it's a fight sometimes just to get out the door. But when I need new tires or something's wrong with my car, I need to head to someone I can trust. I go to Tire World.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Tire World, locally owned and operated.
Man on the Street Newsmakers. Brought to you by Old National Bank in Murfreesboro.
In today's changing world, you need a financial planner that you're comfortable with. Rely on the bonds that you've built with trusted friends at Old National Bank on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard here in the borough. And if you just moved here, visit us and enjoy warm, homemade cookies.
Honey, the cookies are ready.
Like Grandma used to make. Old National Bank. We're better together.
2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank. Member FDIC.
Medical doctor and eye specialist Craig McCabe.
Sunlight is very important to the health of our bodies, to the point where I think it should be called medicine. There are photoreceptors, light receptors, in your retina. Those axons project to cells that regulate the production of a hormone called melatonin. There's a lot of people using melatonin to help them sleep. Well, it's been shown that if you use video display devices, your phone, they still think it's daytime. They don't release the melatonin. It's harder for you to go to sleep. So that's why an hour or two before sleep, you should not be looking at any of these bright sources of light. And one of the best ways to help you sleep then is to avoid those, to be in dimmer light, and you will sleep faster and longer. You know, one of the things we've heard is that vitamin D is very important. They have higher vitamin D and they deal better with COVID and viruses and infections. That actually may be a marker for getting sunlight. And it's actually sunlight that helps our immune system. And the infrared light specifically.
Information you need. Staying healthy with sunshine.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:48 here on the Wake Up Crew, and we are going to remind you that we have a weather forecast coming up, CBS News at the top of the hour, and the CBS Entertainment Report with Matt Wolf. Gosh.
He, like, charged up for that one, too. He took a step back and a deep breath.
It was like Fred Flintstone driving his car. He was, like, coming up to the microphone. It's obvious that the dad joke of the day has become somewhat of a joke. Because
was it ever not?
It's a bias. There's a bias in the room. There's a bias in the room, Dalton.
Yes, there's a bias when a listener sends in a joke.
Especially Daryl. Daryl gets all the, like, five.
Well, he's the only person who sends in jokes.
I'm going to read one tomorrow, and I think one comes from me and one from Daryl, and I'm going to see which one he decides who's who, you know? Try that tomorrow. That's what I'm thinking.
When a listener sends in a joke, I'm going to lie and say that it's good, to be polite.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean,
Daryl. Well, let me just.
Daryl's my friend. I he knows. I'll be honest.
He giving you a two. He's your friend.
I said it sounded like a two. I can't vote on this. I'm doing the joke.
Well, you're doing it for him.
Yeah. And I think the way I'm doing them is making them better than what they really are.
John, do you think that it might be close to time to retire the dad joke of the day?
Oh,
you think it's kind of run its course?
We could never. His listeners would.
You'll have to retire before that happens, pal.
Mm.
Is that an option?
I was just going to say, you know, let's give one in comparison. I'll give the one that I was going to give today. I didn't realize that Daryl had one.
Okay.
My wife banned me from making more breakfast puns.
Really?
Yeah, she says if I make any more, I'll be toast.
Dalton, what do you think?
I don't know that I was quite ready to receive another dad joke. I give that a three, I think.
See?
Three.
That's all you have is threes. I mean, you can't broaden out but whatever.
Broaden out and do what? We've only got five options.
Now, Daryl, on it, to be fair, Daryl has had some good jokes. I just didn't think today's was all that great. But
and I'm sure if Daryl was delivering his own jokes, too, he could really sell it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It'd be much better.
So what are you saying, that John maybe isn't the best deliverer of the jokes?
I'm really not. I agree with him. I'm probably not. I'm probably
And the joke, it's not John's joke, so it doesn't come from his heart.
Yeah,
you know?
And but besides, you're going to do what you want to do. You're going to give him a five. So what difference does it make? In fact, if Daryl keeps getting fives, we're going to be looking for him to be the dad joke of the day guy. So you might ought to perk up your game a little bit. How about it? Just saying.
I pretty much don't think there's much wrong with my game.
Ooh, that hurt me. All right, you ready for some birthdays today? Let's celebrate them.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday today on June 17th to Ralph Bellamy, American actor, born in Chicago, Illinois. 1915, String Bean, American banjoist and comedian, was in Hee Haw.
Swing to your left and right. Duffy, don't turn left.
Banjo used to, String Bean used to scare me. Because he had pants that were way low down. He always wore them. He's real tall.
Yeah.
And he wore them way low down. And he just gave me the creeps. But he was murdered.
He was.
Yeah, that's a sad story. 1937, Peter Lupus, American bodybuilder and actor. He was in Mission Impossible.
Your mission, listeners, if you choose to accept, is to always listen.
You know,
we
can make fun of that now, but back when I was a kid, when that tape self-destructed, that was the coolest thing on television. I mean, that was you just didn't see that kind of stuff. 1943, Barry Manilow. In fact, he is doing his last tour. Barry Manilow, American singer and pianist.
I write the songs that make the whole world sing.
Stop it. It was a 70s superstar.
Yay, 70s.
I write the songs that make the young.
Okay, Debbie Gibson. At least he's still touring.
So is she. She's popping right back up to stardom.
At the local A&P somewhere. No, I'm kidding. No, I'm just kidding, Debbie. Don't get mad at me.
She's doing retirement parties all across America.
She is actually making a comeback, though, I've heard. She's really doing well. Venus Williams, 1980. Greg Kinnear, 1963, were born. And celebrity birthdays are through, but we've still got several local birthdays. Corona Harris, Calvin Adams, Andy Hudgens, Bob Turley, and Joshua Phillips. Happy birthday from News Radio WGNS.
And if you or someone you know shares a birthday with these folks, get them into us. 615-893-1450 is the phone number. WGNSradio.com/birthdays. That's the website. And that delicious bowl of banana pudding from Slick Pig, that's the prize. Get them in.
Yep. Hurry, hurry. Please. We need them.
Is that all you're going to say?
Well, what else am I supposed to say?
I didn't know you were supposed to say anything, really.
Probably not.
Okay, I think we're done, really, actually. So let's just sit here till it's time for the break.
Yeah, let's just let the music play for a second while we sit in silence.
Boom, boom, boom. You sing now.
Boom, boom.
Boom, to you, happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Showers and storms in the area today. Highs top out near 85 degrees. Wind south-southwesterly, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, showers and storms gradually end early. Lows drop to 70. And then Wednesday, partly sunny, chance for showers and storms redeveloping. And highs approach 89. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 70.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE Sharing Change is funded by members who round up their electric bills to the nearest dollar each month as a donation and support hundreds of local nonprofits. Find out more at sharingchange.org.
Good morning. Wrapping up the paperwork on this wreck out here in Antioch. It happened earlier, 24 westbound, just past OHB. It's really heavy up through there anyway. This time of the morning, trying to get in from Murfreesboro and Rutherford County on 24. Again, coming through this section of Davidson County here up by OHB. It's gotten heavier, 65 south at Trinity Lane. It's trying to build I-40 where we're dodging some rain showers through Kingston Springs, Pegram area. As you come in from Dixon County, don't be surprised to see some of that rain. Hey, if you recently suffered hail or storm damage to your roof, now your roof is leaking or giving you some problems, call Independent Roofing Specialist today. Check out irsroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Dozens of vendors. One local tradition.
Plump, juicy tomatoes.
The Farmer's Market. Every Tuesday and Friday, 7 a.m. to 1.
Pick fresh this morning.
At Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Farm fresh eggs.
At 315 John R. Rice Boulevard.
50 years strong. Come see why.
Hi, I'm Tina Busey. I'm director here at the Habitat Restore.
My name is Rocky. I'm the assistant manager here at the Restore. We have new luxury vinyl flooring that'll be a great project for people that want to replace some of their used carpeting areas or used flooring, so definitely come down and visit us on that.
We got it!
Hurry over to the Habitat Restore.
Oh, 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 shopping at the Restore, yeah.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart, and as your family...
Orlando Bloom's had some pretty good roles, Pirates of the Caribbean, the Lord of the Rings movies, but nothing like this.
Sort of going undercover.
Deep Cover, to be exact. Now streaming on Prime Video with Bryce Dallas Howard and Nick Muhammad, Orlando told me he crafted his character after a certain 90s rock star.
The greatest swag bag that I grew up with was like Liam and... as the frontman for Oasis. And in fact, that kind of informed the whole character for me.
So that must have gotten a little rough around the edges.
I mean, look, Liam's a fun idea in my mind to play, and I'm not sure, you know, what it's like on the inside of anyone's brain, but right. On the outside, it's a really fun thing to play with.
Who is this guy?
For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
And now, a no-frills ad brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Here it is. You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. That's it. See? Just a good old-fashioned, straightforward ad. See if you could save at Progressive.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, that definitely was a very interesting last segment, wasn't it?
Uh-huh.
I especially liked the close.
Yeah, the close will go down in history, won't it? It's time for the news almost, but Samantha Beezer is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for being a true friend you can always count on in time of needs. And she's going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison, the family over Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, and News Radio WGNS. And I'm hoping I'm pronouncing that last name correctly. If not, yes. I apologize.
And when you submit someone as Good Neighbor of the Day, if you'd like to submit someone, it's super easy. Call or text 615 or text that to 615-893-1450 or head on over to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Just include a way to pronounce that name if you think it's going to be difficult. We can help get that on the air. You can also get birthdays to us. Same phone number, website WGNSradio.com/birthdays so we can give away some banana pudding from Slick Pig Barbecue.
For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. If you've been injured, call the law offices of John Day for a free consultation. Learn more at johndaylegal.com.
Well, if you thought the first hour was good of the Wake Up Crew, just wait. Now, hour number two is next.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Pressing for an Iran nuclear deal.
I think Iran is foolish not to sign one.
Political attack investigation.
Four Minnesota state lawmakers were allegedly targeted.
Doctor plea in Matthew Perry death.
Four counts of distributing ketamine.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, President Trump has warned residents of Tehran to evacuate. He's left the G7 summit early, saying he's working on something much bigger than a ceasefire. Israel issued a similar warning to people in Tehran as it widened its attacks in Iran. Here's CBS's Deborah Pata.
Thousands of Iranians have been trying to evacuate major cities. The human cost of the war is escalating on both sides. Over 200 in Iran and at least 24 in Israel. This morning, Israel's air defense system fought off a barrage of at least 30 missiles from Iran. Most were intercepted, but some hit the affluent area of Herzliya just outside Tel Aviv.
Correspondent Nancy Cordes has more on President Trump's decision to go back to Washington.
Flying home from Canada early this morning, President Trump said he had to get back to monitor Israel's bombardment of Iran, which he suggested could intensify over the next few days. This was supposed to be a two-day meeting of the minds for the leaders of the world's largest democracies. But towards the end of day one, Trump's press secretary posted this. President Trump had a great day at the G7 and much was accomplished. But because of what's going on in the Middle East, he will be leaving tonight.
And I have to be back early for obvious reasons.
Before departing, Trump posted this ominous message, urging everyone to evacuate Tehran.
Now to Minnesota, where prosecutors say other politicians were targeted by the man charged with killing one state lawmaker and wounding another. CBS's Lilia Luciano has the latest.
Prosecutors say 57-year-old Vance Belter carefully planned his Saturday morning attack on not two, but at least four Minnesota Democratic state lawmakers and their families.
He researched his victims and their families.
Authorities allege the suspect, disguised as police and wearing a hyper-realistic mask, started at Senator John Hoffman's home.
When Senator Hoffman attempted to push Belter out, Belter shot him repeatedly.
After fleeing, surveillance video appears to show Belter ringing the doorbell of another lawmaker's home. But they weren't there. At a third politician's house, the suspect was approached by a police officer doing a safety check on the representative. Belter allegedly stayed in his car, disguised as a police vehicle, and left before backup arrived. Shortly after, the suspect made his fourth stop at Representative Melissa Hortman's home in Brooklyn Park. When police, dispatched as a precaution, arrived, the suspect was at the front door and began firing, killing the couple before escaping on foot.
Minnesota Democrat Tina Smith says she confronted Senate colleague Mike Lee, the Republican from Utah, for appearing to mock the attack on social media with images of the suspect and the line, quote, "This is what happens when Marxists don't get their way."
I wanted him to know how much pain that caused me and the other people in my state.
Former New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez is reporting to federal prison today to begin serving an 11-year sentence for accepting bribes of gold and cash and acting as an agent of Egypt. In California, a doctor has agreed to plead guilty to distributing ketamine to Matthew Perry, who died from acute effects of the powerful drug in 2023. CBS's Carter Evans.
Disgraced physician Salvador Placencia has agreed to plead guilty to four counts of distributing ketamine, according to a court filing. Prosecutors allege Placencia and Dr. Mark Chavez exchanged text messages referring to Perry as a moron while speculating how much he'd be willing to pay for the substance.
4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, "We worked together. We did a good job."
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
All 50 states, Washington, D.C., and four U.S. territories have agreed to sign a more than $7 billion settlement with Purdue Pharma and the Sackler family. The company marketed OxyContin and other opioid products. States contended it fueled addiction and overdose deaths. Forecasters say severe weather could hit parts of the nation's midsection. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
Mostly in Nebraska and Kansas, could be seeing some storms move to the east as well. And then as we move into tomorrow, a much wider area for severe weather. It includes Chicago, Detroit, down to Indianapolis, even as far south as Oklahoma City.
The death toll from weekend flooding in West Virginia stands at 6 as residents try to clean up with the threat of more rain on the way. As the Trump administration moves to cut FEMA grants, citing waste, a CBS News investigation finds those moves impacted or stand to affect many of the voters who put Trump in office. CBS News Vice President of Data Journalism, John Kelly.
There were grants that were awarded for projects in 3,000 counties across the U.S. 2,000 of those counties, or two-thirds of them, were counties that Trump had won in the 2024 election.
A federal jury in Colorado has found that the election conspiracy theorist Mike Lindell defamed a former employee for a leading voting equipment company after the 2020 presidential election. The judge ordered Lindell, the MyPillow founder, and his online media platform to pay more than $2 million in damages. A federal judge says it was illegal for the Trump administration to cancel several hundred research grants issued by the National Institutes of Health. Those grants focused on gender identity or diversity, equity, and inclusion. And the judge said NIH's cancellation process was arbitrary and capricious. Well, the Oklahoma City Thunder are one win away from an NBA title.
Williams gets inside, layups, such balance after the contact.
Jalen Williams was the big star with 40 points as the Thunder won Game 5 of the NBA Finals 120-109 on ABC to take a 3-2 lead over the Indiana Pacers. 21 months after elbow surgery, Shohei Ohtani pitched for the first time in an L.A. Dodgers uniform.
2-2 to Arise. Slapped into center field, a base hit, and back-to-back singles for the Padres to welcome Ohtani back to the mound.
He gave up two hits and a run on Spectrum Sportsnet. A fastball of his was clocked at 100 miles an hour. It was a 6-3 Dodgers win over San Diego. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Go from daydreamer to industry leader with Amazon Business. From office supplies to IT essentials, Amazon Business provides tools that help you save costs and make insight-based decisions. Learn how to bring your visions to life at AmazonBusiness.com.
Get a $15 prepaid MasterCard after rebate when you buy 5 quarts of Mobil 1 Full Synthetic Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery, so he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're up to date with the latest news, updates at the top of every hour, and when it breaks. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. Let's get back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett, along here with us for the 7 o'clock hour of the Wake Up Crew this morning. Right now, we pause to check on traffic and weather together, brought to you by Murfreesboro favorite, Toots.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants, and our family is just honored and blessed to be part of this community for 40 years.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. After 40 years, we still got them. $6.99 daily lunch specials. Stop by Toots.com and check them out.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Good food and fun.
Toots.
Good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Showers and storms in the area today. Highs top out near 85 degrees. Wind south-southwesterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, showers and storms gradually end early. Lows drop to 70. And then Wednesday, partly sunny, chance for showers and storms redeveloping, and highs approach 89. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 69.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning. We got some flashing lights here in Rutherford County. It's got traffic slow on 24 eastbound near Elmaville Road. Again, it's got traffic really slow in this section of Rutherford County going eastbound. The heaviest flow, of course, this time of the morning is going west. Up through Antioch right now as you head on into Davidson County. 65 southbound looks like it's trying to build down through Millersville. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken has live entertainment tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. It's a lot of fun. Order online throughout the day at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Kim Dunaway from Sunshine Nutrition Center. You hear me on Monday mornings at 7:20 talking about how to lead a healthier lifestyle. We carry supplements, personal care, and grocery items at both our Murfreesboro and Smyrna locations, family owned and operated since 1989.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
The lawman came with the sun. There was a job to be done, and so they sent for the badge and the gun of the lawman.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And as he silently rode, where evil
violence. Oh, silently moved, I get it.
They knew he'd live or he'd die by the code.
Of the lawman.
Well, welcome into the second hour of the Wake Up Crew Tuesday morning. So you know what Tuesdays are pretty busy because it's
Taco Tuesday.
But not right now. That's coming up.
Almost.
Very close. I mean, my mouth's already watering. Less than 10 minutes away.
Well, I got you going with moon pies.
Yeah, you did.
You know, that kind of, you know, that mouth-watering moon pie.
Well, after you talked about moon pies, behind the scenes, as you were reveling in the Moon Pie and RC Festival, or RC and Moon Pie this weekend, I did go and confirm that there is not yet an Uncrustable Day, but
well,
there should be.
Wow. Yeah. You're the only person on Earth who wants an Uncrustable Day.
It's a popular product.
I saw those ripoffs that they have, that Walmart has.
They're square.
Yeah, they're square. Does that make you feel better about them when they're square?
I've had them.
Yeah.
They're not bad.
Yeah.
The bread is not as soft as Uncrustable, so I don't know what they do with the bread.
You can't hardly beat the Uncrustable bread.
You can't. That's the best part of it.
I just wish they were bigger.
Well, that's why he eats four.
I wish they'd come out with the giant Uncrustable. Wouldn't that be neat? Like a big, I bet they wouldn't taste as good.
Probably not.
You know?
Probably not.
Be sagging in the middle, the peanut butter and jelly and stuff. And,
you get all soggy.
Yeah.
There's apparently been an Uncrustable diet.
What does that consist of? Eating?
I don't know. Crumbs? I just saw it pop up when I was looking at, you know. And did you know that get this. This is why there should be an Uncrustable Day. I lost it now. Where did it go? The NFL consumes tens of thousands of Uncrustables each year.
Really? Is that like a snack for them?
I guess, because it's got protein
and
the peanut butter.
And sugar.
And sugar.
210 calories.
But you know, now they're telling you if you're working out a lot, you're supposed to eat carbs.
Yeah.
You're supposed to eat a lot of carbs.
Man, they don't even need to sell the regular person if they're you know, taking care of the NFL. Wow, that's a lot.
Before practice, during training camp, halftime in the locker room, sealed PB&J sandwiches are favorite across the league.
So they ask for them. That's what they want.
The NFL goes through 80,000 Uncrustables a year.
Wow. Do you like Uncrustables, Dalton?
They're okay.
Yeah.
They're not my favorite.
I think Brian likes anything that he doesn't have to get a plate out of the cabinet. Or take a knife and spread any peanut butter I think if they're just there, open them up, pop them, they're done.
Well, it's easy. I walk out the door, pull it out of the freezer, put it in my backpack, and go.
Yeah. You have one almost every day.
And I keep my other snacks here on the table just in case.
You have one every day.
Well, just about it.
Those pills must be working for you.
Smucker's. It's got to be good.
Yeah. Yeah. They have the best grape, peanut butter and grape jelly in a jar.
Are you talking about Goober grape?
Goober grape. Mm.
Do you remember Goober grape, Dalton?
Oh, of course I remember Goober grape.
Well, we had the knockoff. There are knockoffs, too. I don't know if they're quite as good.
Nothing as good as Goober grape. I used to eat it out of the jar. I didn't put it on bread. I just ate it coming out of the jar.
The peanut butter in that almost gives you a Reese's type of peanut butter taste.
Oh, here we go.
Taste.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
You don't
think
so?
That's in your mind, yeah. You just love Reese's, anything Reese's.
I do love Reese's.
Well, no, I'm just saying it tastes like a sweeter type of peanut butter in the Goober grape.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe it's the grape that's with it. I don't know.
It's got good grape in it.
Have you had the strawberry one?
I have not. The strawberry crustable or the...
No, the Goober jar. Strawberry.
No, but I'm sure it's grape.
I do prefer strawberry to grape jelly. That's my preference.
While we're talking about it then, preferences on peanut butter?
Well, I have the top three crunchy peanut butters right here in my list, right here.
Oh, do you? Want to do that now?
This is crunchy. Do you like crunchy?
Eh.
I don't like crunchy much. Okay. I used to.
I do prefer crunchy, actually.
If I'm eating it out of the jar, I'd rather have crunchy.
Yeah, sure.
But because I don't like the way it spreads on bread. The top three, and they had, there was like the top 10, but they had like, I didn't even recognize any of them until they got to the top three. The top three crunchy peanut butters, Signature is number three. Have you ever heard of Signature peanut butter?
I have.
I've heard of it.
And the rest of them were like natural peanut butters. Here are the top two. Skippy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Gif.
And Jif.
Jif.
Yeah.
Sorry.
There was no mention of Peter Pan. I thought that was kind of strange. What are you doing now? You're all
Peter Pan makes a pretty good crunchy peanut butter.
Yeah, I think I usually get peanut. Oh, I guess crunchy. I think they make a good smooth, too.
Peanut butter is one of those things where, to me, the brand doesn't matter as much. They all kind of taste the same.
Uh-huh, yeah.
That's a thing I'll go off-brand for.
I think some spread smoother than others. Mm-hmm. But a lot of it has a lot more oil in some of them, too.
Signature peanut butter is Safeway's grocery stores. We don't have those, but it's their brand of peanut butter.
There were a lot of them that we didn't have their brand.
Yeah.
Now, if you want a quick, easy, cheating way to make fudge, take some chocolate frosting and some peanut butter and microwave them both till they're hot and mix those together and put it in the fridge and you can eat it straight out of the jar and it tastes just like chocolate peanut butter fudge.
Didn't know that. Boy, you learn something new every single day on this show just about.
So, if you're making your own PB&J sandwiches, the jelly. I don't like jelly because it never gets smooth.
Right.
I always preferred the jam.
Oh, okay. I can see where you would like the Crustables then.
Yes.
Because they're already done for you.
It's done.
Yeah, it's frustrating.
Yeah. Okay, sports now.
This is News Radio WGNS, primetime sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles. Here's Steve DeSager.
The Oklahoma City Thunder lead the NBA Finals 3-2 after beating Indiana 120-109. Jalen Williams scored 40 points. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander with 31 points, 10 assists. Indiana committed 22 turnovers, and Tyrese Halliburton was held to 4 points, 0-6 shooting from the floor. The Pacers will host Game 6 of the series on Thursday. Stanley Cup Game 6 is Tuesday night at Florida. To baseball, the Dodgers took the late game over the Padres 6-3. Shohei Ohtani with an RBI double in the third, RBI single in the fourth. In the first inning, he pitched. He was the opener on the mound, hadn't pitched in a game in nearly 2 years. Ohtani allowed one run on a sacrifice fly. The A's on a walk-off homer beat Houston 3-1. Boston won its sixth game in a row, 2-0 at Seattle. The Angels in 11 innings beat the Yankees 1-0, wins for Colorado and Tampa Bay.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. Over that time, we've helped thousands of people get the legal help they need when they've needed it the most. And if we're not able to help or aren't the right lawyer for you, we'll do the best to point you in the right direction. If you've been injured, call the law offices of John Day for a free consultation. And remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
WGNS.
Our family at Demas's Restaurant are proud to support local emergency responders who put their lives on the line for our community each and every day. This is Peter Demas, and here is this week's Demas's Emergency Responder of the Week.
Congratulations to Smyrna Fire Department's Assistant Fire Chief Cameron Phelps. The Commission on Professional Credentialing has awarded him the professional designation of Chief Fire Officer. Following an extensive peer review process, this designation recognizes that he has achieved excellence in 7 measured areas. Congratulations, Smyrna Fire Department's Assistant Fire Chief, Cameron Phelps.
When you see a firefighter, police officer, paramedic, or telecommunicator going the extra mile, let WGNS know, and we at Demas's Restaurant will salute them as the Emergency Responder of the Week.
Game day is coming, and are you ready to represent the Blue Raiders? At Raider Tees, we've got the largest selection of officially licensed Middle Tennessee gear in town. T-shirts, hoodies, hats, even tailgating essentials. You name it, we've got it. No more searching through random stores. Everything you need is right here at 111 East MTCS Road, right across from MTCS. Get game day ready at Raider Tees. Bigger, better, and go Blue.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:22, and it's Tuesday morning. I know that last segment we talked about peanut butter.
My contribution to Taco Tuesday.
Well, no.
What?
That was premature. That was the Taco Tuesday pre-show. This is Taco Tuesday.
You mean I didn't even get on Taco Tuesday?
No. You were premature.
Now I don't have anything.
You don't?
I don't have a thing. No. Wait a minute. I do have...
What is your favorite type of organic peanut butter? Go!
Skipping, no sugar added. I tell you one thing I have kind of fallen in love with. Get 2 pieces of white bread, a couple of pieces of American cheese, spread a little mayonnaise. No, not mayonnaise. I'm sorry. Spread a little Miracle Whip and put a pineapple ring out of a can and put that in the middle. Put them together. It's heaven. It's heavenly. It's great.
What do you like about that sandwich, Dalton?
Probably nothing.
Nope, nothing for me. Sounds like a disaster, if I'm being honest. I'm glad you like it, though. I enjoy that you have something that you like.
What? That sounds really critical, doesn't it?
A little bit.
It's like I'm glad you got something, finally, you know. I like banana pudding. What about that?
That's not what I meant.
Let's go.
No.
We have mail.
Oh, I was trying to make a contribution, Dalton. That's all it was.
No, I was being genuine when I said that. I'm glad that that's something that you enjoy. It's just not for me.
You know, he gets a little cocky coming out of home, doesn't he? Don't you think?
I don't know what else I can say. I've said nothing wrong.
You can't hit him.
Oh.
And you can't knock his chair over. You can't do anything.
I've said nothing wrong. All I said was I'm glad that you enjoy your sandwich.
It was the tone you said it, not the way it's
you said it. I slept for 3 hours last night. I'll speak in whatever tone I want to. I'm gonna quit.
Do that baby whining thing. I like that one.
Oh, where is it?
Never mind. Go ahead. What were you gonna say? Yeah. Oh, don't wake the baby up.
Well, I had this whole build up because we did get some mail
from
a listener. And it asked about, and the word Miller's.
Oh, was it a request to get off the air?
The word Miller's is in it, and I was thinking Miller's Grocery, and it was a question about it, but it's actually about a movie. So that's for Friday. Never mind. I've got nothing.
We're the Millers?
No, Miller's Crossing.
Huh.
Has anybody seen the movie Miller's Crossing?
I don't think I have.
I have to think about that.
Is it on the movies? Or
I don't know. I'll do it.
Yeah.
Honestly, I thought it was Miller's Grocery, and I was excited to see if anybody
Well, there goes your Taco Tuesday time.
Yeah.
That's all you had, isn't it?
That's all you had.
They're doing breakfast.
At Miller's Grocery?
At Miller's now, yeah. Mm-hmm. I've heard it's been a big success.
Yeah. Boy, there's a ton of people down there. What's the one on Church Street, Dalton, you like?
Twin Yoke.
Twin Yoke. They've got a crowd there on the mornings, man, early mornings.
It is good. They have it. You got the eggs, and their eggs are good, but the real seller is their biscuits. That's what you got to get.
Okay.
John,
well, and also, in all fairness, I came at a very late part of the morning, and I didn't dislike the breakfast. I didn't dislike the eggs. It wasn't what I was expecting. So
they have a sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit. And one of the best biscuits I've ever had in my life.
Wow.
And you can get home fries. I haven't tried their gravy yet because I haven't been on over the weekend, and they only have gravy over the weekend.
I don't
but
blame
their
them.
Their biscuit was very good. Mm. So.
One of these days after the coaches show, we ought to go over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Las Casas is all abuzz about the Busy Bee Cafe.
Okay. Tell us about it, Brian.
Well, that's pretty much what I know, but it's right there. It's right there in downtown Las Casas by the church, you know, where the little comes together right before
Pierce's,
you.
Pierce's? Is it over there
by
Pierce's?
I think it's right in there. They've got breakfast. So you can get a bacon, sausage, ham, biscuit, and gravy.
I think I've heard about that. I heard it was good.
They've got, the farmer's plate. They've got all kinds of different things. And I hear it's been very busy. They've got a great little coffee shop. They do breakfast and lunch.
Is it sit down? You can go in?
You can.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it. You said Las Casas is all a buzz.
See?
I get it.
That's why I am who I am. They have cinnamon rolls and I think homemade donuts and stuff out there too. So anyway, just reminded me of that.
Trying to think of where that, I know it's, if it's by Pierce's, it must be across or.
I think so.
Because didn't they have a vacant building over
there?
It's
on East Jefferson Pike. Yeah, okay. It's 4685 Jefferson Pike.
Okay.
So it's definitely right there. It's called Downtown Las Casas.
Okay. I need to be the food, food guy that goes out and checks all these places out.
Well, maybe we should do that tomorrow, John, instead of coming in.
Yeah, we could just do
try
remote.
A bunch of different breakfasts. Yeah.
Well, everybody else has done it to me. Might as well. Anyway, 7:28 on the Wake Up Crew. More Taco Tuesdays ahead.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company, we handle everything.
We're talking with Wanda Copley at the Villages of Murfreesboro.
There are many things that I really like about being at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Number one is the staff. They are very caring and seem to care about us as individuals. And work really, really hard to provide a variety of activities that anybody could find something that they want to do if they move to the Villages of Murfreesboro.
Come see us, the Villages of Murfreesboro. We're near the avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
Life changes, then it changes again. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure that you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
This is Pastor Nikki Ajapong, lead pastor of Holy Hill Chapel in Murfreesboro.
Hear our sermons on WGNS every Sunday night at 7:30.
Extending the love of God.
Reviving the community at holyhillchapeltn.org.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:30 is our time. It's a Tuesday morning. It is June the 17th. It's episode 1680 of The Wake Up Crew.
And here are some birthday names for you today. Corona Harris, Calvin Adams, Andy Hudgens, Bob Turley, and Joshua Phillips. Happy birthday from News Radio WGNS.
And if you or someone you know shares a birthday with any of these folks, go ahead and get them into us. 615-893-1450. That's the phone number. WGNSradio.com/birthdays. That's the website. And a delicious bowl of banana pudding from Slick Pig Barbecue. That's the prize. Get them in.
Yes, this is kind of a deadline to get it in. Got to have time to get all of that together. So help a feller out if you don't mind. How about some news coming up?
At the law offices of John Day, we provide a free initial consultation because we understand that folks don't want to pay a lawyer only to find out they don't have a case. If you think we could help, call me, John Day.
Here is a look at your forecast.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Showers and storms in the area today. Highs top out near 85 degrees. Winds south-southwesterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, showers and storms gradually end early. Lows drop to 70. And then Wednesday, partly sunny, chance for showers and storms redeveloping, and highs approach 89. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now it's 69.
Good morning. We're still dodging some rain showers out here in certain parts, especially out on the west side of Nashville. As you come in through Bellevue from Kingston Springs, there's been some showers affecting your drive down I-40 coming in from Dixon County towards Nashville. As it builds, 65 going northbound up through Brentwood, Franklin. All that heavy traffic working its way up through Williamson County. Also, 24 is building pretty good as well. Westbound up through Antioch in from Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. When you need dependable towing here in Middle Tennessee, no matter what county you're in, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
Laverne police are cracking down on reckless driving after a neon green Dodge Charger connected to multiple hit-and-run incidents on Murfreesboro Road crashed on west near Sebring Boulevard this past Sunday. Officers found the driver, Jose Hernandez Lopez, injured and impaired with open alcohol containers in the vehicle. He admitted to drinking and causing the crashes and now faces several charges, including DUI, reckless endangerment, and leaving the scene of an accident with injuries. One victim was hospitalized. Laverne Police Chief Christopher Mays stated, "We will not tolerate reckless drivers endangering the lives in our city. Thank you to our officers for their swift professional response in protecting our community." End quote. The incident underscores ongoing efforts to increase safety enforcement across northern Rutherford County. Meanwhile, a separate dispute continues to unfold in Rutherford County over property assessments. Attorney William S. Cartman Sr., representing property assessor Rob Mitchell, issued a poignant response to County Mayor Joe Carr's call for Mitchell's resignation. At the heart of the controversy is an 11.3% property assessment error rate cited by the State Board of Equalization, which exceeds the 5% threshold. Cartman emphasized that Mitchell operates independently as an elected constitutional officer and that a judicial review challenging the state's findings is currently pending. He accused Mayor Carr of spreading half-truths and political rhetoric designed to influence public opinion. Carman asserted that Mitchell is committed to due process and will continue to serve Rutherford County residents with integrity while the legal process unfolds. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett for WGNS Radio, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
My life was going downhill fast. Everybody was on my case. Now, I kept hoping that life would change real soon. I knew drinking too much messed up my life. A friend suggested I check out AA. It worked. I found myself in an AA group. Finally, I've got my act together. Alcoholics Anonymous. It works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Come on over and save here at the Restore. We have new product in the store. Come on down if you're looking for sheets or comforters or pillows. It'll be great for MTSU students.
We got it!
Hurry over to the Habitat Restore.
If you're in that painting job, we do have new paint and also painting supplies. So we got all your brushes and anything you may need.
Great for doing home projects.
We are open to the public.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Everything is more expensive these days. If high prices are dragging down your summer plans, would a little extra cash help? If you join Heritage South Community Credit Union and open your first account by June 30th, you could win $1,500 to fuel your summer fun. Plus, we're giving away great prizes every week. Now is the perfect time to learn why we say we help when others won't. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. Insured by NCUA.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:35, welcome back into The Wake Up Crew as we're moving right along through the morning here today. And if you missed Taco Tuesday a minute ago, don't fret. We've got you covered with Taco Tuesday Part 2. Before the snack food report, I do have some concerns from listeners. What has happened to Dodge's store? I don't know if you've been by there, Dalton. I don't know if you've been by there, John, but I drive by there every morning, and Dodge's store is closed.
Oh. Permanently?
No. That is the good news. They are doing repairs. They've got the whole parking lot blocked off, so I have a feeling maybe they're putting in new gas pumps, too. But I think they're doing a little remodel of Dodge's. This says maybe 2 weeks, but it could be 3 to 4.
I wish they'd move the gas pumps where you, I don't know. They don't have a lot of property.
No, they don't.
You know, and that kind of hurts. So maybe they're doing something different there.
Dodge's is a really difficult place to get gas.
Yeah.
It's
a good place to get gravy
biscuits. Yes, it is. But it's hard to get back onto Broad Street if you're headed towards the radio station. It's not the easiest place.
Well, that's why it's better to go when you're leaving. Or for me, when I'm driving home, I can whip right in, get my gas, whip out.
Well, yeah.
But if I want gravy and biscuit in the morning on my way here.
Yeah, that's true.
And I live the other way from Dodge's.
You do.
But if the car doesn't go all the way up to the front pump, it can sometimes be difficult to maneuver for gas.
Yeah, you got
to
back up into
Yeah, yeah. So it's not the easiest place.
And there are hardly places to park if you're going in not for gas, but for something else.
Yeah. But it's worth the wait when you go in there.
And if one side is full of people getting gas and you got to go around to the other side, that's difficult too, depending on which direction your gas pump faces.
But they really make their business on the food. Because you walk in, it's right there. Boom, it's right there in front of you. And they do a good job of getting it out, and it's all good. I love their chicken.
Have you had their pork chop biscuit?
Yep. It's all good.
Pretty good. Pretty good. All right, so don't
fret.
But
when are they coming back?
I've seen anywhere from 2 to 4 weeks.
Okay.
So, and that this was already a week old, so I think.
Well, if you're going to do it for your employees, that's a good time to do it.
I guess so.
Everybody can have a big month vacation.
I don't know how they're handling that, but they are. So it's not closed permanently. That was the fear of a lot of folks.
Now it's the Snack Food Report on the Wake Up Crew. Here's national correspondent Dalton Barrett.
John, you had mentioned chicken tenders, and I know that both of you are big fans of a chicken wrap.
Yes.
Well, Taco Bell, you know, they have their new crispy chicken tenders. Have a spicy ranchero crispy chicken burrito, an avocado ranch crispy chicken taco, another chicken taco. They've got two different chicken tacos with different kinds of seasoning on them, but those chicken burritos are pretty much just chicken finger wraps because they're the chicken tenders in the burrito. You can get those at Taco Bell.
They're not cut up. They're actual
tenders.
Okay.
And you can get those starting today. Today is the first day that those are available. If you head to Kroger for sodas, for the first time in many years, you can pick up Cherry Diet Coke. Cherry Diet Coke is returning for a limited time at Kroger stores exclusively. So you'll have
to hear that?
Hit Kroger for Diet Cherry Coke. Let's see. Pup Cup whipped cream treat for dogs. You can pick that up at Walmart. They have a bacon flavor and a peanut butter flavor. It's like a little can of whipped cream, but it's for your dog specifically. You can pick those up soon. Let's see what else we have here. Peaches and Cream Mountain Dew Sweet Lightning is available at KFC starting June the 9th, so that is available now. Snack wraps are officially back at McDonald's in both their ranch and spicy snack wrap. They are available as of July 10th, so you can go and pick some of those up. Also at McDonald's, while you're there, you might as well get a Hershey S'mores McFlurry. That is new, and it's just a snack wrap day because Popeyes has new crispy chicken wraps in a grilled blackened flavor, classic honey mustard, and spicy flavor available at Popeyes stores. Pop-Tarts has ice cream that's been around since June, or started in June, and that's all we got.
Well, there you go. Your snack food report, 740.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
For nearly 15 years, Branches has been the place to go to find help for mental, behavioral, and emotional needs. Branches is also a place to turn for wellness. Branches weight loss, wellness care, and med management are important components in the overall ministry and message that Branches has to the Good Neighbor community. Go to BranchesCounselingCenter.com or call 615-904-7170.
Don't let concerns about today's events derail your long-term financial strategy. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin, and I'm here to help. We can work together to understand the impact of these events and make sure that your goals are top of mind. While you can't control market volatility, we'll help focus on what you can control. We can connect in several virtual ways. Start by giving me a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
First Shot, growing in Christ with life and athletic skills.
So we teach God's word at everything we do to implant it in them so that they understand that the only way to get through the world is with God on their side.
First Shot founder and executive director, Andy Herzer.
Our focus is on our inner city here at Patterson Park.
From academics to athletics, First Shot's focus is toward building a stronger, more courageous spirit to face opportunities and obstacles that our youth confront every day. To find out more about First Shot, go to firstshottn.org.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:42 as the Wake Up Crew winds down, but we've got more ahead. I'll hang in here with you for the next hour and 15 minutes or so. Action Line is coming up here, followed by the roundtable, Rutherford Issues. I'll be back for that, so be sure to stay tuned here on News Radio. WGNS 101.9 100.5, WGNSradio.com. And we're saying good morning to the good neighbor of the day, Samantha Beiser. Speak English, Brian. Samantha Beiser, today's good neighbor of the day, for being a true friend who you can always count on in times of need. Samantha Beiser is the recipient of flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and WGNS. The best we can tell, it's at least been 42 years with Ryan Flowers. It predates Bart. So, I mean, that's prehistoric times there in terms of the good neighbor of the day and Ryan Flowers. So we appreciate our partnership with them. And you can send in a good neighbor, text neighbor to 615-893-1450 or WGNSradio.com/good neighbor. Two of the very easy ways that you can get your good neighbors in here at the Big G.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
From Dear Replay.
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 It's another dad joke of the day from Big D.
You're talking about Daryl Rigby?
Uh-huh. Presented by Big D. John Dinkins.
Okay, here we go. Are you ready?
I'm born ready.
Well, wait a minute. I'm trying to find it again.
This is a problem, Daryl.
It's just really crazy.
Right, really small.
Which one was I doing?
The walls.
Oh, is that it?
Mm-hmm.
What did one wall say to the other wall?
I'm not sure, John.
I'll meet you in the corner.
Oh, wow. Great joke, Daryl. Presented terribly.
John, since you gave me such a hard time, I'm going to be honest. That joke was horrible. I give it a 1.
Whoa. Wow. Well,
you gave me a hard time earlier. You're like, you're being too soft and whatever. So I'm going to be honest from here on out. I'm never holding back on the dad joke of the day again.
And that's from a friend, Daryl. John is your friend, and he coerced Dalton.
I didn't coerce anybody. I just said this. Don't be so biased. If you were being, if you were being honest, what would you give that joke?
A 5.
Okay.
It came from Daryl. With his heart, he wanted to contribute to the show.
He is contributing to the show, just like you contribute, and I contribute. Sometimes you give my jokes a 2 and a 1. Sometimes I give your jokes a 2 or 1.
Contributing has nothing to do with his jokes, if we're being honest.
Nothing. I mean, I appreciate him contributing. I just happen to think that wasn't a particularly good joke.
But is it really a contribution if there's no honesty? If there's no integrity, is that really a contribution?
Well, you've been on the show how many years?
Oh, my. Oh. Oh. He's already doing it from home. Let's don't push your luck.
That's a good game show. No, that's Press Your Luck.
Press Your Luck.
What have we learned today?
Love you, Daryl. What?
I think you owe Daryl a lunch or something.
Okay, whatever.
Maybe at the String Bean. What's that restaurant y'all like?
I'm not even picking. I'm not even voting on it. It's y'all. I'm not saying anything. Mm. I just happen to give my opinion. It's not a vote. Bell Buckle Cafe, Moon Pie Festival coming up. Crunchy peanut butter. We picked the top three, or we read the top three, and Jif came out the winner of that. The snack food report was excellent. I do need to ask one favor of the snack food report, where I can find caffeine-free Diet Sundrop. If maybe he can find that in his research.
I can look, but I can't make promises.
Somebody said it was at a Dollar General store in